You've got to master leading yourself. So that's about self-discipline. That's about experience. That's about controlling your feelings. So you've got to lead yourself.
From Wise Mentoring is the Wise Guys podcast, a show about accounting and bookkeeping practice owners and the many stories, lessons, and tips from their experience of transitioning from a time poor practice to a business that runs without them. I hope you enjoy and subscribe.
It's probably the right thing to start in terms of looking at the, again, probably more of the context of how traffic flow moves through the organization, how it should be moving through the organization based on team structure and dissecting that traffic flow. So where would you like to start in terms of breaking this down?
Well, the first thing is dissecting traffic flow into communication type traffic and production traffic. So they're two different types of traffic. So I'll just talk about communication traffic. Communication traffic is things like phone calls, emails, meetings, strategy work, that kind of thing. And it's also about, getting an email come through to you, and it's got five questions on it. And the production person in yourself goes in and answers it. So you might spend an hour and you answer that email perfectly, but you've invested an hour of your time. So you think, well, that's fair enough. I'll just send the client a bill for an hour of my time. And then you get this response from the client like, I didn't know you're going to charge me and I'm not paying for that. I never, and so forth and so forth. And that's typically what happens when you don't manage the client's expectations and you don't understand that it's not just a production process, it's also a sales process, and you need to get the sales process correct. So often, the way I do it is that, if I get a email with five questions on it, I don't know whether it's just a throwaway line that the client just, had a throwaway line, have a thought bubble in his head, and he sent you these five questions, but he really doesn't really need it if you're going to charge him time. So I just go, yes, no, yes, can't answer that one, need more information. I hope that's okay. If you need me to spend more time on it, let me know and I'll let you know how much it's going to cost. And I find that 50% of the time they go, oh, no, right, it was just a thought bubble. They don't use those words, but it was just a thought bubble. They didn't really want to spend any more time on it, which is great. Then I can spend time with someone who's going to pay me. And then the other 50% of the time they say, yes, please go ahead and give me a quote for that. Or sometimes I give a real quick answer and I'll say, would you like me to give you a quote? So that's my cue to going from a discovery session where I'm asking them exactly what they're after to putting an order in. Would you like me to quote for that? That's the cue to ceasing that discovery session and moving it into an order to order. I put an order in. And then of course once they say yes please, you put the proposal to them with a quote, and then once they accept that, it goes into production. And that process there breaks down with most accountants. They don't know how to know when to stop that sales process, and they just keep going and going and going. And they don't know whether it's just a thought bubble from the clients and whether they just want to have a chat, and they want to waste your time. And you've got to take ownership. You've got to take leadership, because if you don't take leadership of that conversation, the client will just think that, you're happy to just, giving your time away for free. So if you don't step up and show that leadership, then that's what happens. The client will drag you into their nightmare. And it's not really the client's fault, because he's waiting for you to tell him what to do. And if you don't say, can I give you a quote for that, then he'll just keep going. So for most of us, it's difficult because, as I said, we came up from a production division where we completed the work, and we're expected to do sales. And hence the reason why we've got the narrow and deep structure. So you can see from the diagram, the senior client manager has that kind of skill. You know, if they first you've got to show that they've got that kind of skill, and of course then you've got to do some training with them to really hone up those skills. And you can see the green person who's a senior production person, and their personality and their nature is in production, and they don't want to sell. They don't want to talk to clients. They don't want to be able to sell to clients. They don't want to move the client from a discovery session to an order, and they just want to sit there and do the work. So you've got to know where your personality is, because we talk about, you know, finding the right seat, right bus for your team. Put people in the right seat and the right bus, you know, they'll find it very difficult, and they'll end up leaving because they're not in their flow. So you've got to work it so that everybody's in their flow. And the deep and narrow structure is the best way to manage the traffic flow, because you've got people who are really good at talking to people, managing clients' expectations. They're people. They're good at communicating. People like them. So they're in their flow if they're a senior client manager. And then you've got people who are really good production people, and you keep them in their flow. And if you have this narrow and deep structure, you'll find that, you know, people are a lot more productive. They're a lot happier. They're a lot happier, and therefore they're a lot more productive, and they're doing what they really enjoy doing. And where we make where most accountancy practices or businesses fail is having a very flat structure. And I've seen that, you know, with nearly most firms I go into, they have a flat structure. You know, they have the senior client manager who is expected to do everything. And then the symptom of that is that they're always going over budget, and they've got to, and then the management has to write time off, or they become, their invoices become very, very expensive to the client, and then you end up losing the client or having lots of arguments with it.
Thanks for tuning in. If you liked this episode, please remember to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. For more practical, wise tips on how to build a business that runs without you, head over to wisementoring.com/podcast to download a free copy of the Accountant's 20-Hour Workweek Playbook. We've included a link in the show notes below. See you on the next episode.